请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Green Farm is a company that cares about the earth.
绿色农场是一家关心地球的公司。
They grow vegetables without harmful chemicals.
他们在没有有害化学品的情况下种植蔬菜。
The farm uses water wisely to save resources.
农场明智地使用水来节约资源。
Green Farm plants many types of crops.
绿色农场种植多种作物。
They do not waste food.
他们不浪费食物。
Green Farm uses solar energy for power.
绿农场使用太阳能发电。
Farm workers plant seeds every day.
农场工人每天种植种子。
They use natural compost to grow healthy plants.
他们使用天然堆肥来种植健康的植物。
The company recycles all plastic and paper.
公司回收所有塑料和纸张。
Customers like the fresh and clean food.
顾客喜欢新鲜和干净的食物。
Green Farm wants to help the planet.
绿色农场想帮助地球。
They teach students about healthy eating.
他们教学生有关健康饮食。
The farm grows fruits like apples and bananas.
农场种植苹果和香蕉等水果。
Green Farm sells food at the local market.
绿色农场在当地市场出售食品。
The company is happy to make the world better.
公司很高兴能让世界变得更好。
They believe small actions help the earth.
他们相信小行动有助于地球。
Everyone can support sustainable food practices.
每个人都可以支持可持续食品实践。
Green Farm shows that helping nature is good for all.
绿色农场表明帮助自然对所有人都有好处。
Yesterday, there was a football match at the big stadium.
昨天，大型体育场举办了一场足球比赛。
The players were very excited and ready to play.
球员们非常兴奋并准备好比赛。
One player, called John, was very good at scoring goals.
一位名叫约翰的球员在进球方面非常出色。
The match started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
比赛在下午四点开始。
John scored his first goal after 10 minutes of playing.
约翰在比赛十分钟后打进了他的第一个进球。
The crowd cheered loudly for the team.
人群为队伍大声欢呼。
John scored again before the halftime.
约翰在中场前再次得分。
The team was winning with 2 goals.
球队正以两个进球获胜。
After the break, the other team tried to score.
休息之后，另一支队伍试图得分。
They played well and had many chances.
他们表现出色，并且有许多机会。
But John was stronger and scored a 3rd goal.
但是约翰更强壮，并且进了第三个球。
The crowd was very happy and shouted his name.
人群非常高兴，并且喊着他的名字。
The match ended with John's team winning 3-1.
比赛以约翰的队伍以3-1获胜结束。
John was the hero of the game.
约翰是比赛的英雄。
His friends and family were very proud of him.
他的朋友和家人都非常为他感到自豪。
Everyone talked about the exciting match on the way home.
每个人都谈论了回家路上的精彩比赛。
The coach said John played very well today.
教练说约翰今天踢得非常好。
We all hope John will score many more goals next time.
我们都希望约翰下一次能进更多的球。
I woke up early on Saturday with the plan to watch my favorite TV programs.
我在星期六一大早醒来，计划观看我最喜欢的电视节目。
First, I checked the TV guide to see what was on each channel.
首先，我查看了电视指南，看看每个频道上有什么节目。
There was a great movie starting at 2 p.m. on Channel 5.
下午两点，在第五频道开始播放一部精彩的电影。
Before that, there was a documentary about wild animals.
在那之前，有一部关于野生动物的纪录片。
I decided to watch the documentary first because I love learning about nature.
我决定先观看纪录片，因为我喜欢了解自然。
After the documentary, I made some popcorn to enjoy the movie.
纪录片之后，我做了一些爆米花来享受电影。
The movie was exciting, and I didn't want to miss any part of it.
这部电影很精彩，我不想错过它的任何部分。
After the movie, I switched to a comedy show to relax.
看完电影后，我切换到喜剧节目放松。
The comedy was funny and made me laugh a lot.
这部喜剧很有趣，让我笑了很多。
Later, I checked the schedule again to plan the rest of my day.
后来，我再次检查了日程安排，以计划我一天的剩余时间。
In the evening, there was a news program followed by a popular drama.
晚上，有一档新闻节目，接着是一部受欢迎的电视剧。
I don't usually watch drama, but this one looked interesting.
我通常不看戏剧，但这个看起来很有趣。
So, I planned to watch it after dinner with my family.
所以，我计划在晚饭后和家人一起观看它。
The afternoon was perfect for watching cartoons and relaxing.
下午非常适合观看卡通和放松。
I also made a list of shows to record in case I missed them.
我也制作了一个节目清单以备录制，以防我错过他们。
Watching TV all day was relaxing, but I knew I had to do some chores too.
整天看电视让人放松，但我知道我也得做一些家务。
So I planned my TV time around my household tasks.
所以我围绕家务安排了我的电视时间。
At the end of the day, I felt happy because I enjoyed all the shows I watched.
在一天的结束时，我感到快乐，因为我享受了所有我观看的节目。
It was a perfect day planned around the TV program schedule.
这是一个围绕电视节目时间表计划的完美一天。
Choosing the right career path can be challenging for many people.
选择正确的职业道路对许多人来说可能是具有挑战性的。
Some prefer working in an office environment, while others enjoy outdoor jobs.
一些人更喜欢在办公室环境中工作，而其他人则喜欢户外工作。
Career satisfaction depends on a variety of factors including interest, salary, and work-life balance.
职业满意度取决于各种因素，包括兴趣、薪水和工作与生活的平衡。
Many young professionals seek advice from mentors to make informed decisions.
许多年轻的专业人士寻求导师的建议以做出明智的决定。
Digital technology has opened up new job opportunities that didn't exist before.
数字技术开辟了以前不存在的新工作机会。
Remote work is increasingly popular and offers flexibility regarding working hours and location.
远程工作越来越受欢迎，并提供有关工作时间和地点的灵活性。
However, it also requires strong self-discipline and good time management skills.
然而，它还需要强有力的自律和良好的时间管理技巧。
Internships provide valuable hands-on experience for students exploring career options.
实习为探索职业选择的学生提供宝贵的实践经验。
Networking events allow professionals to connect and learn more about various industries.
网络活动使专业人士能够连接并更多地了解各种行业。
Job satisfaction is higher when responsibilities match personal skills and interests.
当职责与个人技能和兴趣相匹配时，工作满意度更高。
Stressful work environments can affect mental health and productivity negatively.
压力大的工作环境可能会对心理健康和生产力产生负面影响。
Therefore, it is crucial to evaluate workplace culture before accepting a job offer.
因此，在接受工作邀约之前，评估职场文化至关重要。
Career changes are common, and flexibility can help adapt to new circumstances.
职业变动很常见，灵活性可以帮助适应新环境。
Ultimately, the best career choice aligns with one's values, goals, and strengths.
最终，最佳的职业选择与一个人的价值观、目标和优势相一致。
It is advisable to research industries thoroughly and gain practical experience where possible.
建议彻底研究各行业，并在可能的情况下获得实际经验。
In conclusion, choosing a career requires self-reflection and knowledge of the job market.
总之，选择职业需要自我反思以及对就业市场的了解。
Football transfers have transformed dramatically over the past decade due to escalating fees and complex negotiations.
足球转会在过去的十年里经历了戏剧性的变化，原因是不断上升的费用和复杂的谈判。
Clubs now engage in multi-layered discussions that encompass not only financial terms but also player welfare and long-term strategy.
俱乐部现在参与多层次的讨论，这些讨论不仅涵盖财务条款，还包括球员福利和长期战略。
The most striking aspect is the role of agents, who often act as intermediaries between clubs and players.
最引人注目的方面是代理人的角色，他们经常作为俱乐部和球员之间的中介。
These agents leverage their networks to negotiate lucrative contracts and secure favorable terms for their clients.
这些代理利用他们的网络来谈判有利可图的合同，并为他们的客户确保有利条件。
Confidentiality agreements ensure that negotiations remain discreet until an official announcement is made.
保密协议确保谈判在正式公告之前保持谨慎。
Media speculation often complicates these dealings, prompting clubs to control the narrative carefully.
媒体猜测常常使这些交易复杂化，促使俱乐部谨慎地控制叙事。
Transfer windows impose strict deadlines that add pressure to finalize deals efficiently.
转会窗口设定严格的截止日期，增加了有效完成交易的压力。
Clubs rely heavily on data analytics and scouting reports to identify promising talent.
俱乐部严重依赖数据分析和侦查报告来识别有潜力的人才。
The intersection of technology and human judgment has revolutionized the recruitment process.
技术与人类判断的交汇革新了招聘流程。
Players' personal preferences, including lifestyle and family considerations, increasingly influence transfer decisions.
球员的个人偏好，包括生活方式和家庭考虑，日益影响转会决定。
Negotiators must balance club ambitions with player demands, often requiring delicate compromise.
谈判代表必须在俱乐部的雄心与球员的要求之间取得平衡，通常需要精细的妥协。
Financial fair play regulations add another layer of complexity by limiting spending relative to revenue.
财政公平竞赛规则通过限制支出相对于收入的比例，增加了另一层复杂性。
Loan agreements have become a strategic tool, allowing flexibility and risk sharing between clubs.
贷款协议已成为一种战略工具，允许俱乐部之间灵活性和风险共担。
However, controversies arise when transfers are perceived as driven more by profit than sporting merit.
然而，当转会被认为更多是出于利润驱动而非体育成绩时，就会出现争议。
Ethical considerations are prompting calls for greater transparency and accountability in transfer dealings.
伦理考虑正在促使人们呼吁在转让交易中实现更大的透明度和问责制。
Ultimately, successful transfers rely on a blend of financial acumen, strategic vision, and interpersonal negotiation skills.
最终，成功的转移依赖于财务敏锐、战略视野和人际谈判技巧的结合。
Clubs that master this intricate process gain a competitive edge in the global football market.
掌握这一复杂过程的俱乐部，在全球足球市场获得竞争优势。
Future trends suggest an increasing influence of artificial intelligence in scouting and negotiation.
未来趋势表明，人工智能在侦查和谈判中的影响力日益增加。
Ultimately, the fusion of technology and traditional expertise will define the next era of football transfers.
最终，技术与传统专业知识的融合将定义足球转会的下一个时代。
The city square was vibrant and alive, adorned with countless murals celebrating the life and works of the esteemed artist, Eleanor Gray.
城市广场充满了生机与活力，装饰着无数壁画，庆祝着尊敬的艺术家埃莉诺。格雷的生活和作品。
Locals and visitors alike gathered to pay homage, each carrying stories of how Eleanor's work had touched and transformed their lives.
当地人和游客们聚集在一起以表达敬意，每个人都带着关于埃莉诺的工作如何触动并改变了他们生活的故事。
At the heart of the event was a grand stage, where performers recited Eleanor's poetry and musicians played her favorite compositions, melding art forms in a harmonious tribute.
在活动的核心是一个宏伟的舞台，表演者朗诵了埃莉诺的诗歌，音乐家演奏了他最喜爱的作品，将艺术形式融为和谐的致敬。
Guests were invited to share personal anecdotes about Eleanor, revealing the profound impact she had on their creative journeys.
来宾被邀请分享关于埃莉诺的个人轶事，揭示她对他们创造性旅程的深远影响。
Among the most moving stories was that of a young painter who described how Eleanor's encouragement inspired him to overcome self-doubt and pursue his passion relentlessly.
在这些最感人的故事中，有一个年轻画家的故事，他描述了埃莉诺的鼓励如何激励他克服自我怀疑，并不懈追求他的热情。
The ceremony culminated with the unveiling of a new sculpture depicting Eleanor in her iconic pose, a symbol of enduring creativity and resilience.
仪式以揭幕一座描绘埃莉诺标志性姿态的新雕塑达到高潮，象征着持久的创造力和韧性。
As the sun set, a collaborative mural was started by attendees, symbolizing the collective spirit Eleanor had fostered among artists and admirers.
当太阳落山时，一幅合作壁画由与会者启动，象征着埃莉诺在艺术家和崇拜者中培养的集体精神。
The event was more than a mere celebration, it was a testament to Eleanor's lasting influence on cultural expression and human connection.
这一事件不仅仅是一次简单的庆祝，它是对埃莉诺对文化表达和人类联系持久影响的见证。
Throughout the day, artisans displayed handcrafted replicas of Eleanor's most famous pieces, demonstrating intricate techniques and timeless aesthetics.
整天，工匠们展示了伊莲娜最著名的手工复制品，展示了复杂的技术和永恒的美学。
Eleanor's granddaughter gave an emotional speech, recounting family memories that painted a picture of the artist's humble beginnings and relentless drive.
埃莉诺的孙女发表了一场感人的演讲。回忆了家庭的记忆，描绘了这位艺术家谦逊的起点和不懈的动力。
Children participated eagerly in workshops inspired by Eleanor's techniques, encouraging creativity and community bonds from a young age.
孩子们积极参与了受埃莉诺技巧启发的工作坊，鼓励创造力和社区纽带，从小年龄开始。
Local historians curated a special exhibit displaying rare photographs and letters that unveiled the artist's evolution and her societal impact.
当地图史学家策划了一场特别展览，展示稀有的照片和信件，揭示了艺术家的发展及其社会影响。
The mayor delivered remarks highlighting Eleanor's role as a beacon for cultural innovation and a catalyst for social change.
市长发表了强调埃莉诺作为文化创新灯塔和社会变革催化剂的作用的讲话。
Volunteers organized guided tours to narrated installations around the city, enabling a deeper appreciation of Eleanor's artistic legacy.
志愿者组织了带导游的参观活动，前往市区周围的有解说的装置艺术，使人们更深入地欣赏埃莉诺的艺术遗产。
As night fell, a candlelight vigil was held to honor Eleanor's enduring spirit and to unite the community in reflection.
夜幕降临时，举行了一场烛光守夜仪式，以纪念埃莉诺坚持不懈的精神，并团结社区反思。
Overall, the cultural tribute event was a magnificent convergence of art, memory, and communal reverence, immortalizing Eleanor Gray's remarkable journey and profound influence.
总体而言，文化致敬活动是艺术、记忆和社区崇敬的壮丽汇聚，永恒纪念了埃莉诺·格雷令人称奇的旅程和深远影响。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。